Alright, it's good to be housed in the Lord this morning. We come here to worship, and we don't just worship a God who puts out a lot of rules. We worship a God who loves us. And Scripture even says that He is fervent, or He is jealous for us and our love towards us. So let's begin with a word of prayer. Lord God, we praise You and thank You that You're a God who loves us so much that You proved it by going to the cross. Lord God, when there was nothing for us to do and there was no way out of our sin, You made way for us through Jesus Christ. Lord God, we thank You that as a body of believers, we could all come in here, all equal, all imperfect, all full with our sins and our past, knowing that we have a God that loves us that has overcome those sins in that past. And so, Lord, we come here because of that. There should be a joyfulness in our heart to praise You because of the forgiveness that we find through the shed blood of Jesus. So, Lord God, we love You. We praise You. We thank You for, oh, how You love us. In Jesus' name, amen. Let's stand together as a church family. Let's do a little worship. Scripture can be found in the book of 2 Timothy. 2 Timothy chapter 1, we're going to look at verses 3 through 7. It's the book of 2 Timothy, chapter 1, verses 3 through 7. If you don't have a Bible, see me after service. I'll give you a Bible. We want to make sure everybody here has the Word of God and is carrying it with them. 2 Timothy chapter 1, verse 3 through 7. When you get there, I'm going to ask you, please stand to show reverence for the Word of God this morning. Second Timothy chapter 1, beginning in verse 3. Now the reading of the Word of God. I thank God, whom I serve, as my forefathers did, with a clear conscience, as night and day constantly remember you in my prayers. Recalling your tears, I long to see you, so that I may be filled with joy. I have been reminded of your sincere faith, which first lived in your grandmother Lois and your mother Eunice, and I am persuaded now lives in you also. For this reason, I remind you to fan into flame of the gift of God, which is in you through the laying on of my hands. For God did not give us a spirit of fear, but a spirit of power, of love, and of self-discipline. We praise God for this portion of his holy word. This is the word of God. Amen. You may be seated. Again, we hold it above our head to show its authority over us in everything we say and we do. This morning's message, as you can see, is entitled, Whom Shall I Fear? Whom shall I fear? Or you could also say, What should I fear? I mean, really, let's face it. Life can be pretty scary when you think about it. Fear really seeks to try and cause you to lose faith. That's what fear does. It seeks to try to cause you to lose faith. Fear tries to get you to doubt God. And then in your doubt, it leads to uncertainty. And in your uncertainty, it usually leads to many emotions such as anxiety, anger, paranoia. All these things can be traced back to fear. For many of us, we are no longer in our middle school and teenage years, thank the Lord, right? Where we have to worry about fear of bullies or fights at the bus stop and stuff like that. But today we have many things that bring fear to us, whether it is our health, the fear of losing things that we have worked hard for in our life, fear of addictions that has tried to take over our life, or fear of relationships being torn apart or lost. 2 Timothy chapter 1, verse 7 tells us, For God does not give us a spirit of fear, but a spirit of power, of love, and of self-discipline. Now, if I was you, and you like to take notes or underline scriptures, this is a scripture that I would underline. God does not give us a spirit of fear, but a spirit of power and love and of self-discipline. Plain and simple, scripture is saying, if you are fearful, it's not of God. You're creating it or allowing it in your own spirit. Everyone get that? If you are fearful over something, if you have anxiety over something, that fear and anxiety does not come from God. It is being created or allowed to reside within our own spirit because we have allowed it to come there. A spirit of fear is not a fun place to be. It is usually shows outward in many different signs, such as we talked about, anxiety, stomach issues, stress, etc. There is no easy snap of the finger cure to fear and anxiety. It can only be conquered through greater faith in God. That's what will overcome it. It is a greater faith in God that no matter what may be coming at me that's causing fear or anxiety, I know my God will help me overcome it. Amen? Is it easy to get to that point? Not all the time. Sometimes it really means getting down on your knees and praying each and every day, every hour to God, just talking to him and saying, God, I need your strength. I believe you. I don't doubt you. Don't allow a spirit of fear to try to overtake me. So what does that mean, really when the rubber meets the road. It means believing God will walk you down the path you are going with whatever you are facing, and he will always have your back as long as you are seeking him and living according to his will. So there's two ways of looking at this here. If you're living for yourself, or you're living in sin, contrary to the way that God calls us to live, God doesn't abandon you, but don't expect him to get you out of your jams because of your rebellious heart that you are creating. You guys get that? Okay? There's a lot of things that create fear and anxiety because there are consequences of our bad choices in living apart from God. So when you call out to God, he's not going to say, okay, let me get you out of it. God's not going to abandon you. He's still going to be with you, but he's going to say, hey, you need to start making the right choices, and I will be with you as you start making those right choices and helping you get through this. The second thing is, if you're seeking him and living in obedience, and you're facing something that is bringing a spirit of fear, you can know God has your back and will help you overcome it for his glory. Whatever you are dealing with, if your heart is set upon him, and I am living in obedience to the best of my ability, and I'm seeking after the Lord with all my heart, as I go through this struggle or this thing that's trying to cause fear, I know God will help me overcome. And in his overcoming, guess what? It brings glory back to God because it shows his power in overcoming it. Amen? There was a time in my life when I was scared to death. I'm sure many of you guys can relate to times and think of times when you yourself were scared to death. When your world feels like it's upside down. Everything I knew was no longer certain, it was uncertain. And that could be a very scary place when your life becomes full of uncertainties. There are times where I felt personally like giving up. Life wasn't worth it. There were times I felt depressed and in despair. There were times I just cried out by myself. These were all being fed by a spirit of fear that I allowed to come in and take hold of my mind and my heart. And a part of that was me. And part of that was allowing the enemy to play games with my mind. You know, it's bad enough when we struggle ourselves with fear and we start to doubt. And we get upset, and then not only do we deal with the flesh that we live in, but then we open up the door to the enemy to come in and kind of ratchet it up even more. You guys know what I'm talking about? But then, there were times when I lifted up my head in prayer, confirming my trust in Almighty God. Times as I read through the book of Psalms and found solace in the Word of God, as it began to heal my heart and my mind. Those were the times, as Timothy says, power and strength, love and self-discipline are the things of God. When we face uncertainty, when we face times of despair, times of fear, we really have two choices. We can either run in our fear and keep our head down in despair, thinking all hope was lost, and feed into it. Or we could rise up trusting in our God, believing in our God, confirming in our spirit who he is and that he can overcome, and rise up and overcome it. Amen? And I've been in both places in my life. And the rising up and trusting God, trust me, is a much better place than the hopelessness of feeling like there is no hope. If you're dealing right now with a spirit of fear, quite frankly, it's a matter of rebuking it. Rebuke it and don't allow it to cause you to doubt our great God and King who is the victory. Confirm it, confess it out loud, your faith in the Lord Jesus Christ. And we have to do that. And Scripture says about confessing things out loud. If your mind, you know, we all know our mind is the biggest battlefield that we have sometimes. When there is fear and doubt and uncertainty coming, you need to rebuke it in the name of Jesus. You need to confirm and confess those truths that God's Word teaches us. That greater is he that is in us and in the world. That I can do all things through Christ who gives me strength. I am not some loser. I'm not someone that you've given up on, God. I am somebody to you. You love me with an everlasting love. I will overcome whatever comes at me in the power and the name of Jesus Christ. Amen? You gotta confess these things out loud. Let them come from the bottom of your soul and cry out to God. Almighty God, I love you and I know that you're here with me and you will help me overcome this time. Even though my heart is weary and I feel like doubting and I feel like giving up, you will see me through because you are good and you are faithful. Amen? You got to remember that fear is something. Fear is a liar. Fear is a liar. It lies about who you are. It lies about your future. And fear lies about who God is. Fear tells you that you are worthless, nobody cares, and you're done. Fear tells you that there is no hope in your future, so you might as well give up now. Fear tells you that God can't help you out and he doesn't care, so you might as well just give up. This morning I'm telling you that you need to understand that fear is a liar. And don't listen to the liar that is speaking to your heart. Amen? Listen to the God who tells you that I make all things new and I love you with an everlasting love. Now, if you have your Bibles open with me, I'd like you to turn with me because this is a great verse. Isaiah chapter 43, verse 1 through 3. This is another portion of Scripture that you should have underlined in your Bible. If you like putting verses on your refrigerator or somewhere you can see it, this is a great verse to do so. This verse will remind you of where God is in the midst of it all. Isaiah chapter 43, verses 1 through 3. As I read it, just listen to these words. And if you're dealing with fear or anxiety today, I want you to grab hold of these words this morning and make them a part of you. Isaiah 43, 1 through 3. It says, "But now, this is what the Lord says." All right, this isn't what Jeremy says. This is what the Lord says. "He who created you, O Jacob, he who formed you, O Israel, fear not, for I have redeemed you. I have summoned you by name. You are mine. When you pass through the waters, I will be with you. And when you pass through the rivers, they will not sweep over you. When you walk through the fire, you will not be burned. The flames will never set you ablaze. For I am the Lord your God, the Holy One of Israel." Those are reminders and promises. Not just some words thrown on a page. Promises from Almighty God. He goes with us as we go through the deep waters. When you go through the rivers of difficulty, you will not drown. You ever feel like you're walking through life and the water's coming up on you? God says, "I will be with you, and the waters will not overtake you. When you walk through the fire of oppression, you will not be burned up." As you walk through the fires in life, whatever they may be, God will not allow them to burn you up. Going through rivers of difficulty will either cause you to drown or force you to grow stronger. If you go in your own strength, you more likely are going to end up drowning. But if you invite the Lord to go with you, he will protect you. As you face that which tries to mock you and bring you fear, proclaim out loud you are a son or daughter of the Most High King. Nothing can come against you that the Lord has not allowed and will see you through in his strength. You got to remember that God has the final say, not the enemy. Not your circumstances. Put away your anxiety and your doubt and ask the question, whom shall I fear? Whom shall you fear this morning? What should you fear this morning? If you know who the Son of God is, the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords, the one who has conquered the grave. And guess what? You don't need to fear. Even in death, the believer does not need to fear, because we know the one who will resurrect us to his glory. Amen. And so if you have some anxiety in your life, maybe it's important to look back and say, am I doubting God in any way in this circumstance or situation? And you look back and you see that maybe I am doubting God. Are you looking back and saying, hey, you know what? Actually, what it comes down to is I have fear that is causing doubt in God, which is leading to anxiety and struggle in my walk with God. And then it's time to grab hold and confess and rebuke it and say, you have no right to rule in my life. You have no right to master over me. You have no right to lead me in any direction, because you are not the savior or leader of my soul. It is Almighty God. Rebuke it, reject it, confess the power of God in your life, and let it know that it has no authority over you. Amen? Let us pray. Lord God, we thank you and praise you that we do not need to fear, for you do not give us a spirit of fear, but a spirit of power and love and self-discipline. Lord God, for those things in our lives that may be causing fear or doubt right now, let them be rebuked from our hearts and from our minds. Let us proclaim the power of God in our life, the one who will overcome. And Lord God, as we walk through our difficulties and trials, as each day we may seek to grow weary, Lord God, we know that the strength will be found in you, and let us call out to you for that strength and that power. And Lord God, we know that at whatever time or point, that thing that comes against us, as we draw face to face with it, Lord God, we will have the victory, because you will be the one who overcomes it. We love you, Father. We praise you for your power and your glory. Whom shall we fear but you, Almighty God? In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
I will lift my voice.
Amen. This morning we're going to try a new song, and it's called Your Grace Finds Me. You know, there's a lot of different times in our life when there's a lot of different things that go on. And the good news is that in every situation of our life, God's grace is there for us. Amen.
Amen.
We praise Him this morning for that. If you'd like to come join us on a Sunday morning, we have a church van that can come and pick you up. Just call the church before 9 a.m. on Sunday. The phone number is 570-645-2212. And leave your name and your address and your phone number, and we'll come pick you up. Also, our thankful thrift store
is open every Monday through Friday from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. and on Saturdays from 10 a.m. to 5 p.m. at 24 West Ridge Street, Lansford. The phone number is 570-645-9920. So if you get a chance, stop by, come in, say hi, and we have all kinds of things in the Thankful Thrift Store. We hope that you have a great and blessed week.